'Twas the night before Weihnachten, and all through the city the shops were all decorated and looking real pretty. I hopped on the train and rode into town to pick up some presents and just hang around. The voice said, Marienplatz. The doors opened wide. I hopped onto the platform with a purposeful stride. Then a man pushed past me. Hey, what's the big deal? Show some Christmas spirit in front of the Glockenspiel. I gathered my courage and went up the stairs where the huge Christmas market was presenting its wares. The pedestrian zone was so noisy and packed, I took a deep breath lest I overreact. 'Twas alive, full of people, red-cheeked and a bustle, cheerier than the usual everyday urban hustle. After my shopping, I settled down at a stand with a packet of sweets and my bags in one hand. And from my small table, my eyes started to roam, surveying the place that I now call home. From the wine I was drinking, which was delightfully mulled, I have to admit to being somewhat lulled. For then something came that I should have foreseen, encouraged by locals, part of the Christmas scene. A noise from behind me rose up to the sky. Its source soon became clear as its creators drew nigh. Christkindlmarkt tourists, a dozen, no, more. They walked in a group far too loud to ignore. Italians and Spaniards, Americans and Asians, folks from next door and from faraway nations. They traveled in pairs, in families, in groups, fluttering and squawking like chickens in coops. They bought Christmas ornaments. They crunched sugary nuts. They slurped the mulled wine and ate chocolate donuts. I held my mug tight as they swarmed all around. There was nowhere to stand, no space to be found. "Aren't these cute?" said a woman. "And pricey," said he. "But won't they look great on our big Christmas tree?" He took out his wallet and shelled out some money. "If it makes you happy," he sighed, "here you go, honey." The Italians were talking and gesturing loud. It's not hard to identify them in a crowd. The Asians took selfies and spared no gyrations, threesomes and foursomes in all combinations. I stood in the corner, still clutching my mug, feeling slightly superior and a little bit smug. But as I watched them, the throngs of tourists o'er yonder, I grew a mite pensive and started to ponder. Their friends back at home would get photos galore of the trinkets, the buildings, the magnificent stores. But would they remember the things they had seen? Was it Munich, Neuschwanstein, or a town in between? The sun had now set, the market lights all lit up. As the mob grew yet larger, I'd now had enough. I pushed through the people to the uppermost stair, to the mouth of the station at the side of the square. As I turned round the corner to escape the big crowd, I suddenly heard music grow increasingly loud. It was Ivan and Vladimir, a baritone and a bass, white Russians in uniform. I came to the right place. This was more like Christmas. It was music and joy, a language universal to every girl and boy. They sang loud and clear. Their voices rang true. But what did they sing? I cannot tell you, for they sang only Russian in old Soviet uniforms, complete with brimmed hats for non-existent snowstorms. Smartphones in the air, people soaked up their melody. Such a beautiful duo. It was quite nearly heavenly. The multitude swelled, pressing in ever closer. I decided to leave, lest I lose my composure. I adjusted my backpack. That was enough Christmas stuff. I just wanted to go home and relax on my duff. Full of good Christmas thoughts, all pumped up with good cheer, I wished Frohe Weihnachten to all and a happy new year.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!